हरी बोल माता, हरी बोल माता जी, दंडवत प्रणाम।
हरी बोल। वेलकम टू भक्ति संगा जयपा कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल। टुडे वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू हैव हर ग्रेस कीर्तिदा माता जी टू एनलाइटन अस ऑन द टॉपिक ऑफ चैतन्य भागवत आदिकांड चैप्टर 7 वर्स 181 ऑनवर्ड्स। हरे कृष्णा माता जी, प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबेसेंसेस। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शीला प्रभुपाद। वेरी नाइस टू हैव यू ऑन द कॉल माता जी, वेर एवर यू आर देयर, यू आर नॉट फॉरगेटिंग अस। वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट फॉर दैट। थैंक यू माता जी फॉर योर स्वीट एसोसिएशन विथ योर बिजी स्केड्यूल इन इंडिया। हरी बोल माता जी, प्लीज टेक ओवर माता जी। माता जी, हैव टू अनम्यूट। You did not unmute, Mataji.
Am I audible, Mataji?
Now you are audible. You were not unmuted before.
My voice okay?
Yes, yes, perfect.
Okay. Can you give me a few minutes if it's okay?
Sure, Mataji, definitely. Please take your time. We will pause the recording.
So much, Vinita. So much, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, and thank you everyone for joining us, for your interest in Chaitanya Bhagavat. So really, really grateful to each and every one of you. Sorry, there was some problem, some technical issues. So we started a little late. Thank you so much for joining. So we will start without any further ado with our Mangalacharan prayers, and then we move forward with our verses from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Soyam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये पंचतत्वातकं कृष्णं भक्त रूप स्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्त शक्तिकं नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात देशतारिणे वांछाकल्पतरूपश्च कृपा सिंधुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। गुरुवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। आनंद लीला मय विग्रहाय हे मां भवे व्याच विसुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रसाप्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते। आजानुलंबित भुजौ कनकावधातौ संकीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायताक्षौ विश्वंभरौ द्विजगुरौ युगधर्मपालौ वंदे जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ Jayati Jayati Deva Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Jayati Jayati Kirti Stasya Nitya Pavitra Jayati Jayati Bhritya Stasya Vishveshwamurte Jayati Jayati Nityam Tasya Sarva Priyanam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Giram Yat Kripahatam Ham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So thank you all so much for joining us in this session of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I really welcome each and every one of you in this session. So before we start, I would like to seek blessings, prayers and wishes from each and every one of you so that I can speak something relevant to this subject matter as been placed by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, as been commented by His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. I may not be able to deviate from any message, so please bless me so that I can speak something relevant. Vancha kalpatarudhascha kripa sindhu eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Hare Krishna. So we are in the seventh chapter, Adi Khanda, seventh chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll share my screen, and but before that we will just see that what is the context. So in the seventh chapter, the chapter entitled is that Vishwaroop, who is the elder brother of Nimai, he took sannyas. And then Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that how Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra, they both were feeling so morose, so despondent, so depressed because Vishwaroop has taken sannyas and he has left. And we discussed last time that in those days when somebody takes sannyas, there is practically no communication at all between the person who has taken sannyas and the relatives. There is no communication at all. In today's world, yes, because of technologies, we have some communication, but in those days, there was practically no communication. Once a person leaves the home, he leaves forever. So, because Vishwaroop took sannyas, definitely Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra were very, very morose, very, very depressed because they have already lost their daughters and now they have these two sons. One son has already taken sannyas and now our Nimai is there. And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that Nimai, who was very, very mischievous during his childhood pastimes, during his childhood times, you know, but now after Vishwaroop took sannyas, he took the matter very nicely, very sensitively, and he was always beside his mother, Mother Shachi, and his father, Jagannath Mishra, because they need a lot of supports, a lot of moral support they need, as Vishwaroop has taken already sannyas. Now, seeing this condition, Jagannath Mishra, he decided that, you know, if our Nimai will start going to school, then what will happen, that he will also understand what is the purpose of human form of life and how this material world is simply an entanglement, and he will also renounce this material world and he will also take sannyas. So having this thought in his mind, Jagannath Mishra told Mother Shachi that from here onwards, we are not going to send our child to school. No matter what happens, even if somebody says that our child is a dumb or is a fool, that's okay. I'm ready to hear all that. But I'm not going to send him to school, because if he goes to school, he will understand that this material world is simply an entanglement and he will also renounce and will take sannyas, just like his elder brother. So Mother Shachi, there was a big conflict that Mother Shachi said that who is going to give any, you know, their daughter to our son, because if the child is not educated, he'll not be able to earn his livelihood, then how and what will happen? Then Jagannath Mishra gave a very nice point and he said that Krishna will take care of everything. You know, we should be not fearful in any of such condition, that who will give our daughter, how will my child earn his livelihood, because anyways everything depends upon Krishna, and Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke Mare Krishna Rakhe. If Krishna wants, then you know everything will be okay. So definitely there will be some match. So there is already one girl who is destined to marry our Nimai. So everything will happen when time comes. Well, I'm not going to send our child to school because I don't want him to get educated. So finally, they both agreed and they decided that Nimai will not go to school. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur describes a very, very beautiful pastime, and we are in the continuation of that pastime. So what is that pastime is that once Jagannath Mishra, he went out because he was a Brahmana. So his work was, you know, he used to go to the to different houses on call. He used to perform some yajna, some pujas, and he used to read some scriptures. And then, you know, people will give him some dakshina because that was his way of living. So Jagannath Mishra went out, and at that time, our Nimai, you know, he sat on the pot of, there was a huge pile of utensils, the broken earthly earthenwares in which Mother Sachi used to cook. So in those days, these earthen pots were used, and these earthen pots, when properly used, you know, they are discarded. And new pots are arranged, and then, you know, the cooking is supposed to done in the new pots, and the old pots are discarded because it's very hard to wash those because there is some little amount of remnants that is left. But those pots were definitely pure because they were made out of Navadvip Raj, the mud of the mitti, the mud of that Navadvip Dham, you know. But because they were discarded, so there was a huge heap pile of those contaminated pots, so-called contaminated pots, and our dear Nimai, who was a young child, he just sat on those pots. And Mother Sachi said, "Hey, what are you doing? You don't know what is pure, what is impure. Why are you sitting on those pots? Anybody who touches that pot has to take bath. So why you are sitting over here?" And there is a huge conversation that I'm pretty sure that previous speaker must have heard. But in nutshell, the conversation went, and Nimai brought up to this point that how do I know what is pure and impure? How do I know that what is contaminated and what is uncontaminated? Why? Because I am not educated. You are not sending me to school. So this was the case, you know. And our Nimai used to do, Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that he used to do a lot of mischief. As soon as this decision was taken, he became more naughty, more mischievous with all his, you know, friends in Navadvip. And Jagannath Mishra knew that, you know, our child is not going on to the right path, you know, and he has become more mischievous, more naughty. But he is okay to tolerate that because he knew that if he'll restrict Nimai in playing and doing all those mischievous activities, then Nimai will bring up this point that send me to school. If you're not sending me to school, then what will I do whole day? Naturally, I play around. I have no work, no nothing to do. So Jagannath Mishra said, "I'm okay to tolerate, but I am not sending him to school." So once Jagannath Mishra was out, Nimai took up this thing and he went and he sat on that pile of contaminated pots. And Mother Sachi said, then he said, "How do I know that whether, you know, this is pure or this is impure? You are not sending me to school. I'm not educated. So how, what do you expect from me?" And then there was a huge description where Nimai talks about Jnana Yoga and also talks about Bhakti Yoga. So he tells that, you know, any pot that is used for Vishnu's or for Krishna's cooking is not contaminated. It is pure. So why do you think that this pot, this huge pile of all these broken pots, they are impure? They are not pure because they have been used in Krishna service. So anything that is used in Krishna service, how can that be contaminated? And then finally he brings up this point that I am everything. He brought up this point that I am the source, I am everything. And you know, he basically brought that, you know, people have misunderstood the Vedas and they have brought up this point of purity and impurity. Everything is one, everything is pure. So here he's talking about this jnana philosophy, this impersonalism philosophy. But then he also talks about this bhakti yoga, where he says that I am the one, I am the creator of everything. Whatever has been used in Krishna service, how can you expect that they are contaminated? These pots are never contaminated. Indeed, by the touch of his cooking, pots are itself have become purified. So this was the argument that Nimai gave. So, and then he said that actually, if you think that I am sitting on this pot, then just by my touch, everything has become pure. So he brings up this point that I am supreme and everything has become pure just by my touch. And in this way, our dear Nimai, he was simply arguing. And then he spoke about this absolute truth to Mother Shachi. But Mother Shachi, because she was under the influence of Yogamaya Shakti, she was not able to understand that what Nimai is hinting, what Nimai is telling. Nimai was simply stating that I am the Supreme Lord. But because Mother Shachi was in the influence of Yogamaya, she didn't understand the message of Nimai. So this was just the context in which we were about the seventh chapter. And now I'll screen share and we'll go verse by verse and we'll plan to finish this entire chapter today. But let's see how much Krishna supports us, how much Mahaprabhu supports us, and then we'll continue. Okay, so now I'm sharing my screen. So this is, I hope you all can see it. So this was the verse number 179 that he said that everything becomes pure by my touch. So he is simply saying that nothing is contaminated. If I am residing, that place itself has become pure. So the Lord, in the mood of an ordinary child, smiled as he spoke about this absolute, this philosophy of absolute truth. And no one was able to recognize. Why? Because of Maya Vasir. Because they were under the wash of Maya. And not Mahamaya, but they were under the influence of Yogamaya. So the pure devotees of the Lord are always under the influence of Yogamaya. So we have discussed this. There are two types of forgetfulness. We forget Krishna because of lack of love. We don't have any love for Krishna. And so we are always in the influence of Mahamaya, where she protects us. She protects us to go towards Krishna. Why? Because she wants to test us that whether we really wholeheartedly want to surrender unto Krishna or no. So this is the Baddha Jiva. The conditioned souls like ourselves, but they are Jivan Mukta, they are the liberated souls, and they are all they have basically come to participate in the pastimes of Shri Hari. They have practically come to participate, and they are always liberated souls. They are Nitya Siddhas, and they have come and to participate, and therefore they are always under the Yoga Maya, and they also forget Krishna, but they forget of their forgetfulness of Krishna is because of excess of love. In Vrindavan also, the same Krishna, he is the Supreme Lord, he is the source of all sources, he is the creator of all creators, but in Vrindavan, nobody wants to believe that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If somebody comes and tell Mother Yashoda that your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Mother Yashoda would say, just give it a break, okay? My son cannot be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My son is not a God. Because God is actually the property of everyone. Everybody has adhikar to go to God and claim that God is mine. But she says that my child is my child. Nobody can claim that he is their child or he is their God. You know, he is totally mine and he is mine alone. So that was the mood. That was a mamata. That was the nature of that possession of Mother Yashoda. That how much she was into so much of possessive nature that Krishna is mine. So similarly, Mother Shachi was due to the influence of this illusory energy. She was not able to understand that what Nimai was talking about. And what she said, she simply said, "Oh Nimai, it's enough. Enough of your philosophy. I have heard enough from you. Now you better go and take bath because you were sitting on those contaminated pots. So once you touch those pots, has to take bath. So enough of philosophy. I have heard enough. You have spoken enough. Now better go and take bath." So let's see text 181. సబై హసని సునే శిశుర వచనా స్నాన ఆశికారే సచి బోలే నా థకానా. Everyone there began to laugh after hearing the speech of our Nimai, because our Nimai was giving the philosophy of the absolute truth. So everyone started laughing, and then Mother Sachi said, enough, come and take bath. Okay, you have spoken enough, I have heard enough, now it's time to take bath. Go. Na ashine prabhu se khane vashi aache sachi bole jata aaya papa jani paache. Na ashine prabhu se khane vashi aache, but the Lord, he didn't even move from his seat, because Vrindavan Das Thakur has described that those pile of contaminated pots were actually what Nimai made him as a sinhasan, his own sinhasan, his royal seat, on his royal throne on which he was sitting. So that was a basically a simhasan for our Nimai. So he didn't move from that simhasan, he didn't move from his seat. So Mother Shachi again said, jata aaya baba jani bache, come soon, quickly, before your dad comes home, you just go and take shower, before your father learn about this, better go and take bath. प्रभु बोले यदि मोरे ना देहा पड़ी ते तब मुनि नहीं आया, तब मुनि नहीं जाया कहीं लू तो माते. प्रभु बोले, द लॉर्ड सेड, यदि मोरे ना देता पड़ते, इफ यू डोंट अलाउ मी टू गो टू स्कूल एंड स्टडी, तबे मुनि यहाँ जाना कहीं लो तो माते, देन आई वोंट लीव दिस प्लेस. यू बेटर अंडरस्टैंड दैट इफ यू आर नॉट गोइंग टू सेंड मी टू स्कूल टू स्टडी, देन आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू लीव दिस प्लेस एंड आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू टेक बाथ इन गंगा. सबई भत्सेना था कुरे न जानीरा, सब बोले के ने नहीं देहा बड़ी बार. सबई भत्सना, भत्सना मीन्स टू चैस्टाइज. सो एवरीबडी स्टार्टेड चैस्टाइजिंग. चैस्टाइजिंग हुम? ठाकुरेरा जनीरा. जननीरा मीन्स वाइफ, वाइफ ऑफ अवर जगन्नाथ मिश्रा, हु वॉज अ ठाकुर. सो सबई मीन्स ऑल द नवद्वीपवासीज, दे वर चैस्टाइजिंग मदर शची. एंड वॉट दे सेड, सबई बोले केने नहीं दिया पड़ी, वाई डोंट यू अलाउ योर सन टू गो टू स्कूल एंड स्टडी. दे स्टार्टेड चैस्टाइजिंग मदर शची. यत्न करी के हने जा बालक पढ़ाया, कथा भागे आपने पढ़ी थी शिशु जाया. यत्न करी, यत्न मीन्स विद लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट्स निज भक्त निज बालक पढ़ाया. सो व्हाट द नवद्वीपवासीज वर सेइंग दैट विद लॉट ऑफ एफर्ट्स वी ट्राई टू सेंड अवर चाइल्ड टू स्कूल, दो द चाइल्ड इज नॉट इंटरेस्टेड. Child is not interested to study, but we forcefully send the child to school because we know what is better for the child. So therefore they are saying yatna kari, with lot of endeavor, with lot of efforts, we are sending our own child to school to study, though they are not interested. Kata bhagye, but you are so fortunate, just glorify your fortune. You are so fortunate that your shishu, your child, is he wants to study. So this is so auspicious, this is a good fortune for you, Mother Sachi, that aapane padhite shishu chaya, your child wants to study on his own. We have to forcefully send our child to school, but your child wants to study. So you are so fortunate. So you should be, you know, glorifying your fortune rather chastising Nimai and not sending him to school. So this way, the Navadvipasis were chastising Mother Sachi. What they said, 186. कौन शत्रु है ना बुद्धि दिलावा तो मारे, घरे मूर्खा करी पुत्रा रखी बार थारी. Then they say, कौन शत्रु है ना बुद्धि, means what kind of enemy has entered into your intelligence, O Mother Shachi? Who is that enemy who has given you this intelligence into your mind, that not to send your, of giving the idea of not sending the child to school and keeping your child ghare murkha kari putra rakhi bar tare, and make keeping your child at home and making him a fool, uneducated, making him murkha. Who has given you this thought, Mother Shachi? Which enemy of yours has given you? Because naturally the person who is telling you to keep Nimai at home is your enemy. He doesn't want your child to flourish. He doesn't want your child to be educated, to know what is good and bad. But definitely that person is an enemy of yours who is giving you this guidance, this advice of keeping child at home and making him fool and uneducated. Now hearing this, Mother Shachi was quiet because it was Jagannath Mishra only, her own husband, who has given her this advice, this suggestion not to send the child to school. Though it was the reason that, you know, they don't want the child, they don't want to lose their child, their only child now, and they don't want that this child should take sannyas. Reason was not disclosed by Mother Shachi to everybody, but she just kept quiet because it was Jagannath Mishra who has suggested of not sending the child to school. Text 187.
Sabere bolena papa mani.
Then ihate shishura dosha. Then they said, this child, dosha, has no dosh, has no fault. And what kind of fault? Tilar dekha nahi. Means the fault compared to the til, til ka dana. Til means the sesame seed. You know how small the sesame seed is. Right? So they said that your child has no fault compared to even the small one seed of that sesame seed. Means he is completely faultless. This is the way of saying that your child is not at fault, rather you are at fault of not sending your child to school. So they said that ihate shishura dosha, this child, the dosh, the fault of this child is not even compared to that one small seed of sesame seed. One seed of sesame seed. So, sabere bola bapa Aisha Nimai. And they all said, oh, come on Nimai, come on. You just come down. We'll make sure that your mother will send you to school. Aji haite tumi yadi na pao padi te tabe apa chaya tumi kara bhala mate. Then they said, oh, come on Nimai, come down, come down. And listen to your mother. If you are not allowed to return to your studies from today, aji haite, from today onwards. Aji means from today. If from today onwards you are not allowed to go to school or not allowed to study, tabe apachaya tumi kara bhala mate. Then you can do your mischief as the way you want. You can do whatever you want. You can continue your destruction as Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur writes that you can continue your destruction. But they are saying, Tumhi kara bhala mate. Means as your intelligence suggests, you can do that kind of mischief. What is good, what is bad, you can do whatever you want. But just come down and we will make sure that from today onwards, your study will begin. Na aishe prabhu she khana vashi haase sukriti sakala sukha sindhu maje bhaase. Na aishe prabhu, still the Lord didn't believe all these people and he says, I'm not going to come. And he didn't leave his seat. He didn't want to come. He continued sitting there and smiling and seeing the Lord smiling. So beautifully Vrindavan Das Thakur is lying. Sukriti sakala, they are just seeing Nimai smiling, they were gaining their sukriti. You know, they are continuing gaining their sukriti, their piety. And they were absorbed. Maje bhase. Bhase means they were drowning. Rather, they were, sorry, bhase means they are floating. They were swimming in the ocean of sukha sindhu, in the ocean of bliss. Just by seeing the child, seeing the sweet Nimai. And we all know that how Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that how the child was looking. Now he'll describe that how this child was looking, sitting on that simhasan, that pile of, you know, kind of contaminated pots. Yeah, in the next verse also they say. So just seeing they were gaining some sukriti. They're gaining some sukriti and sukha sindhu mahaje, and they were just floating, swimming in the ocean of bliss.
अपन धरिय शिशु अनिल जननी हसे गौर चंद्र येना निंद्रा नीला मणि. वेरी ब्यूटिफुल. वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज राइटिंग दैट अपन धरिय शिशु. नाउ व्हेन निमा इज नॉट लिसनिंग टू एनीबडी, ही इज नॉट कमिंग डाउन ऑन द प्रिटेक्स्ट ऑफ बीइंग कॉल्ड बाय मदर शची एंड बाय नवद्वीप वासीज हु वर टेलिंग दैट निमा प्लीज कम डाउन, वी विल मेक श्योर that you are going to school and you are going to resume your study from today onwards. But still Nimai was not coming down. And then what Mother Shachi did? She went up and apana dhariya shishu, and she personally pulled the child off from the seat. Anila Janani, his own Janani, his own mother, that is Mother Shachi. And Hase Gaura Chandra, and our Gaura Chandra, our moon of Navadvip, he was simply laughing, he was simply smiling. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing that he was looking like an Indraneelamani, like a shining blue sapphire. Why he was looking like a shining blue sapphire? Because he was golden. The complexion of Nimai was golden, right? But when he was sitting on that cooking pots, the soot, the blacks, you know, because of that black thing that comes out from those pots, because he was sitting on that contaminated pots, right? Those pots were already used in the cooking, so they were not washed properly. So there was some black soot that was there on those pots, and because he was sitting on those pots, the entire black soot has covered the body of Vimai. So the golden was mixed with black, so it becomes a blue, a dark grayish, bluish, Ghanshyam color. So he was looking like an Indraneelamani. He was looking like a shining blue sapphire. Very beautiful, he says. The phrase, I'll just read the purport. The phrase, Yena Indraneelamani, indicates that the golden body of Nimai was smeared with the soot from the impure rejected cooking pots. Therefore, he looked like a brightly shining blue sapphire, or he looked exactly like Sri Nanda Gopal. Tatva kahilena prabhu tatatre bhave na bhujiha keha vishu mayara prabhave. Though the Lord was speaking this philosophy, this philosophy of absolute truth, though the Supreme Lord, though our Nimai was speaking, and he was speaking in the mood of Dattatreya. So this has already been covered in the previous verses about Dattatreya, who was the son of Mother Anusuya and Atri Rishi. Right? So he was giving that philosophy of absolute truth like a Dattatreya, that I am everything, I am the supreme provider, I am the source of all sources, everything emanates from me, where I sit everything becomes pure, I am the purest. So he was giving this philosophy, but na bhujiya keha, nobody was able to understand. Why? Because they were Vishnu Mayara Prabhave. They were under the influence of the illusory energy. And this illusory energy is Yoga Maya Shakti, not the Mahamaya Shakti. That was Vishnu Maya that they were under the control of. And therefore, they were not able to understand what our Nimai was talking about. स्नानकारी लालाया सची पुण्यवती हेना काले आले न मिश्रामा हमाती. Then Snana Karila, then Mother Shachi, she went and she took Nimai to bathe in the Ganga. And Vrindavan Das Thakur describes that Sachi is Punyavati. She is the most pious lady. She is pious because she has the good fortune of bathing Nimai with her own hands, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ena kale alena, at that time, Mahamati, Mahamati means the magnanimous Jagannath Mishra, he came. Mishra sthane sachi sabha khali ne katha padi tena paya putra mana bhave vyatha. And then, she went and she told Jagannath Mishra to take place, to be seated. And then she started to explain that what all happened, what Nimai did and what he was talking about, and all the other Navadvip Vasis also came and they were also chastising me that why aren't you sending your child to school. And then she said that our son is very morose. Paditena paya putra mane bhave vyatha. Because our son is not able to study, so that was his vyatha, that was his moroseness in the heart of Nimai, that Nimai is not allowed to study and go to school. Sabai polena mishri tumi ta udara kara kathaya putrik nahi deha paribara. The others then said, oh Mishra, you are udara, you are such a broad-minded. Why are you talking about all these things? Why aren't you sending your son to school? Who has inspired you to stop his studies? You know? And then we all know that what was the reason that Jagannath Mishra gave to Mother Sachi of not sending the child to school? Because he said that it's all Krishna's arrangement. Krishna will take care. Simply get surrendered to Krishna and don't be fearful that who is going to marry our son and who is not going to marry, how my child is going to live his livelihood. Don't worry about all these things. We are not sending our child to school, and that's the statement he gave. And he said that Krishna is everything, Krishna will take care. We should be fearless. Now the same philosophy Navadvip Vasis are giving. They are saying, ye karibe Krishna Chandra sei satya hai, chinta parihari deha padi te nirbhai. Whatever Krishna will desire will certainly take place. And that's what Jagannath Mishra said. So same thing Navadvip Vasis also said, that why are you so fearful? Just give up all this fear. Be fearless, O Jagannath Mishra. Just give up your anxiety and allow him to study. Whatever is destined to happen will happen. Whatever fear you have in your mind, just leave it. Because what is destined to happen will happen. Who are we? We are not the controllers. Krishna is the ultimate controller. Krishna is the ultimate superpropriator. He is actually the Swarat. He is Satya Sankalpa. Whatever he'll desire will certainly take place. So you just give up your anxiety and fearlessly allow him to study. Send him to school and make him a good child. Then they say, Bhagya se balak chahi apana padite. This is your good fortune that your child yourself wants to study. We are sending our child to school, our children to school out of force, because our children don't want to study. But you are so fortunate that your child want to study. So bhale dine yagna sutra deha bhale mate. So bhale dine means look and talk to some astrologer, look for some auspicious time and give him yagya sutra. Yagya sutra is a Brahmin thread, so means do his upanayan sanskar, and that is normally done when the child is sent to school. When officially the child begins his study, then a Brahmin thread is given to the child, the upanayanam sanskar, and that first mantra is recited by the father. So they say bhala dene, look for some auspicious time and give him yagya sutra, and officially give him this Brahmin thread and send him to school. You should arrange for that auspicious day. Why? Because you are so fortunate that your child yourself wants to study. Mishra bole tomara parama bandhu gana, tomara ye bole sei amara vachana. So our Jagannath Mishra replied, Mishra bole tomara parama bandhu gana, that you are my supreme well-wishers, parama bandhu. You always think what is good for me. You are my ever well-wishers. Therefore, whatever, tomare ye bole sei amara vachana, means your wish will be my command. Whatever you'll say, I'll accept it. And so if you say that I should send my child to school, I'll officially send my child to school, because you are my parama bandhu gana. You are my ultimate well-wishers. Alaukika dekhiya shishura sarva karma, vismaya bhavena keha nahi jane marma. Alaukika dekhiya shishu sarva karma, seeing this sarva karma, these uncommon activities, seeing the child's uncommon activities, alaukika dekhiya, everybody was vismaya, was struck with wonder. Yet keha nahi jane marma, but no one was able to understand. Why? Because they all were under Vishnu's maya. They were all under
Nimai's own Maya potency, his own internal potency under the Yoga Maya Shakti, they all were, and therefore they were not able to understand.
मध्य मध्य को न जाना अति भगवाने पूर्व कही राखी अच्छे जगन्नाथ स्थाने. Some most fortunate person had previously given Jagannath Mishra a prediction. So when Nimai was born, Shuklamba Brahmachari was when Nimai was born, there was one Brahmana. His name was, I don't remember. No, I don't think so Vrindavan Das Thakur ever mentioned the name of Brahmana. But Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the grandfather, who was the father of Mother Shachi, he read the entire astrological chart of Nimai. And there was another Brahmana who gave Nimai this name of Vishwambara. He also saw the astrological chart. And he pointed out that his chart is non-different. He looks like as if he is Narayan himself. You know, the chart is so auspicious. And he could also see that Nimai will take sannyas. But because the time was so blissful, everybody was so happy, so he didn't mention that point. So what here Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, that previously when child was born, there were few people who read this astrological chart of Nimai Pandit. And what they said? प्रकता पालक कबु ए बालके नाही यत्न करी ए बालके रखिला हृदय. This boy is not prakrta balaka. He is not an ordinary child. He is aprakrta balaka. He is not an ordinary child. You know, prakrta ka balaka kabu e balaka nahi. This balak is not, this child, this Nimai is not an ordinary child. Yatna kari, with great endeavor, e balaka rakhila hridaye. Please take care of this child with utmost care, you know, with all the endeavor, possible endeavors you can. And you should keep this child in the core of your heart. Means always protect this child. 201. निरवधि गुप्त भावे प्रभु केली कारे वैकुंठ नायक निज अंगने विहारे. वेरी वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्स वृंदावन दास ठाकुर इज सेइंग दैट निरवधि मीन्स कंटिन्यूअसली, अवधि मीन्स टाइम, राइट? सो when this time, when the concept of time is not there, so निरवधि, when there is no time, means continuously, non-stop, without the influence of time. Gupta bhave means in a most confidential way, not openly. Why? Our Nimai is a channa avatar, right? So in a most confidential way, niravadi, constantly prabhu keli kare. Prabhu keli means doing his pastimes. Krishna, this Nimai is performing his childhood pastimes in a most confidential way and constantly niravadi. And who is he? He is Vaikuntha Nayaka. He is Vaikuntha Nayaka. He is the supreme lord of all lords, source of all sources, creator of all creators, proprietor of all proprietors, controller of all controllers. So he is the Vaikuntha Nayaka. He is the Nayak. He is the Nayak of this entire Vaikuntha. He is the Vaikuntha Nayak, and he is performing his confidential pastimes constantly. And where he is doing? Nija Angane Vihare, in his own courtyard. In his own courtyard of his own house. Because he is now the son of Mother Shachi and Jagannath Mishra. So it's in his own courtyard he is performing all these confidential pastimes in which very few are allowed to participate in. Not all Navadvip Vasis were allowed to participate, come and chastise Mother Shachi or see Nimai performing these wonderful pastimes. Not everyone was allowed. Only few fortunate people were allowed to participate in these confidential pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of our Nimai, which is Gupta Bhave. Gupta Bhave means very, very confidential pastimes. And Nija Angan, in his own house, in the courtyard of his own house. And he is Vaikuntha Nayak. He is Vaikuntha Nayak. Neravadi Gupta Bhave Prabhu Keli Kare Vaikuntha Nayaka Nija Angane Vihar. He is the Vaikuntha Nayak. Text 202. पडिते आईला प्रभु बापेरा आदेशे हायले ना महाप्रभु आनंद विशेष. देन बाय द ऑर्डर ऑफ बापेरा आदेशे, आदेश मीन्स हिज ओन ऑर्डर ऑफ हिज ओन फादर ऑफ जगन्नाथ मिश्रा, बाय द ऑर्डर, बाय द एडवाइस, बाय द सजेशन, बाय द ऑर्डर ऑफ हिज फादर, देन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड started studying, and as soon as he went to school, Hailena Mahaprabhu Ananda Visheshe, and he finally resumed his studies, and he was very very happy, very very joyful. 203, which is the last verse. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Chanda Jana Vrindavana Dasa Taju Pade Yuga Gana. Accepting Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda as my life and soul, I, Vrindavan Das Thakur, sing the glories of their lotus feet. So this ends the English translation of the Gaudiya Bhashya of Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 7, which was entitled Shri Vishwaroop Takes Sannyas. So finally, after Vishwaroop took sannyas, then our Nimai was not allowed to study, and then he performed this beautiful pastime. And finally, because of his seeing the moroseness of their own son, that he is feeling so vishaya, so unhappy of not going to school, and on the pretext of all the Navadvipvasis, finally Nimai was allowed to resume his studies. Okay, so we'll stop here. Thank you all so much for joining, and it was a beautiful, you know, pastime. So we finally completed that pastime. So anyone has any comments, any questions, you can ask, or we can end here. Thank you. Jai Shila Prabhupada. Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Go ahead, Mother.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much. This is the second time I am listening. I understood. It's very, your explanation is so nice. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you for your association. Sure. Yes, Surinda Gopika Mataji, you were saying something.
Yes, Mataji, koti koti dandavat pranam. Chila Prabhupada, Chila Gurudev, Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Bhagavatam, Sisi Chaitanya Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Mataji, I get my Sisi Chaitanya Bhagavat and Sisi Chaitanya Charamrita, but Mataji, when we read, we don't understand. When you explain the Leela, ye to Chindra Dhanu Maharaj ne bola tha, Chindra Dhanu Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj ne bola tha. You rememberize that Leela to us. Not qualified to enter in that leela, par aapki vani se hum usme enter ho pate hai, wo contaminate, we can visualize, dekh sakte ki chetan kitna hard time diya tha na bhagwan ne, and wo contaminated pots ke upar baith jate. Thank you, Mataji. No words to your sincere seva. Other Matajis and Prabhujis are sharing their realization. Koti koti dandavat pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev. Just cooking Shishi Jagannath Prasadam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Prasadam. And every day we are hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. So your bhav is coming in cooking, Mataji. So everybody become a sincere Vaishnava. Hari Hari Gauranga, koti koti dandavat pranam, Mataji. Hari Bol, Jai Srila Prabhupada, Shishi Chaitanya Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Aji Kirti Dasanri Mata Ki Jai. Aji Priti Vilasani, Aji Lalitanki Mata Ki Jai. प्रणाम टू ऑल ऑफ यू माता जी. घर पे बैठ के कुकिंग करते करते माता जी, कुछ तो हमने प्रीवियस कर्म किया होगा कि हम तो सुबह भागवतम में ओनली संडे जा सकते, बाकी के दिन नहीं जा सकते, पर यहाँ पे घर पे बैठे बैठे फील होता है कि सिटिंग इन शिष्य राधा गोपीना, दैट मच पोटेंसी इन ऑल भक्ति संघ टीचर्स क्लास. कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम माता जी. हरे कृष्ण. प्रे फॉर अस दैट वी ऑल्सो कम इन श्रीराम वृंदावन धाम.
Thank you so much, Srinda Gopika Mataji. Thank you for association. And I'll say that the sincerity lies in you. The sincerity lies in the listener, in the heart of that listener. So you are listening it with so adapt,
So apt attention. So that's why you could visualize and envision. Otherwise, my words have no potency to make the pastimes, you know, envision in the heart of anybody. So it all depends upon the sincerity of everyone.
No, no, Mataji, so much potency in all Bhaktisangha teachers' class, your class, Mataji. You totally involve in that Leela, Mataji. So we feel that potency. Aapke andar jo bhav hai, wo hamare andar aata hai. Kyunki itni purity japa mein hai, itna reading hai aap log ka, Mataji. Koti-koti dandvat pranam. Hare Krishna.
I agree with Vrinda, Mataji. I agree. I 100% agree. We get your bhav, we can feel your sincerity, and we feel more inspired to become, you know, better in our devotional service. That I totally agree. Both you, Priti Vilas, and actually I got inspired by this group. I even agree with that. Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for this wonderful class and your wonderful association. Are you in Vrindavan, Mataji?
Not right now, Mataji. Next month. Prabhu is coming and then we are going. So today I told Priti Vilasni that today will be my last class. And for next few months, you know, 2 months or so, I'll not be able to serve because then probably I'll be in power.
Thank you, Mataji. Please play for us. That also, we also get the good fortune of visiting this Dham Vrindavan and Mayapur. Please play for
us. Enter it with right consciousness. So please pray for me.
Thank you, Mataji.
Without Vaishnava prayer, we cannot enter in Dham, Mataji.
Exactly.
Please pray for
without
all Bhakti Sangha teachers. All Bhakti Sangha teachers pray for us, Mataji. Especially yes. You are in a Dham, in maybe tomorrow, today, a day after tomorrow. Please pray for all of us. We want to enter by the mercy of all of you in Shri Shri Jagannath Puri Dham, Shri Shri Mayapur Dham, and Shri Dham Vrindavan Dham.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Sri Guru and Gauranga. I also totally agree whatever Vrinda Gopika Mataji says. And one more thing, when you go to Vrindavan and Mayapur, just pray for me to I can get mercy of Krishna and Radharani.
Mataji, I'll try to remember all my Bhakti Sangha, you know, friends.
Jai Ho.
I'll try to remember each and every one of you. Offer my heartfelt prayers from all of your side to Radha Shyam Sundar, to Radha Madhav.
Sure. Thank you. And very, very, I am blessed. I see that I am very, very blessed. I got association like you and Priti Vilasini Mataji, all Mataji so far. But especially whatever Vrinda Gopika Mataji says, pillar of the Bhakti Sangha. And Adigadadhar Prabhu, they all are. Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, everyone. So, I'm so blessed.
Thank you for your association, Mataji.
This material health will support us, Mataji. Pray for Srimati Sisi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Maharani, our Guru Parampara, Sikh Kau Swami.
Anything else on Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, would you like to take over? Okay, so thank you all so much. We can end our class here. I think Vinita Gandharvika Mataji is busy. So with all your permission, we can end our class here. Vancha Kalpataru Vishra Kripa Sindhu Bhare
Vishra Kripa Sindhu Bhare Vishra పతితానాం పావనం అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ గణికి
జయ
శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి
జయ
నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్కి
హరే కృష్ణ.